Flow gently, sweet rhythm. Swing low. Make it flow gently, John Kirby said. People were talking about John Kirby's band, asking questions, asking how come. Well, you just can't say, John Kirby told them. You just play it good. Ever since we tried, we played that way. And when we got together, it worked out right. We didn't worry about scores. We didn't have to. We had worked too long and thought too long. And we knew we would where to start. Keeping the beat in, playing soft, letting the music come, then take it out. O'Neill Spencer we had on drums and Russ Prokop on sax. And we'd write it down the way we played it. Solid and low, the way John Kirby said.
Yes, solid and low, the way John Kirby said. Gently with the rhythm, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you Flow Gently, Sweet Rhythm, a new Sunday program in which Columbia presents John Kirby and Maxine Sullivan with the Golden Gate Boys and John Kirby's orchestra. The songs of Maxine Sullivan need no praise from us. In the flow and subtlety of her voice lives one of the unique singing styles of our time. In John Kirby's orchestra, we bring you what is probably the number one small band in America today. In his cool yet rampant music, there is an individual swing, a quiet swing of compelling power and beauty that flows on and moves. It may interest you to know he uses just six men. So with that, let's say those words we've come to know. John Kirby, let it flow. Thank you.
We wanted a small blues. A blues not mean, but neat. A railing blues, not ordinary. We played Chicago and got the parts and worked it out at night. In the nighttime near the loop, we made blues for tea. How are we going to play for her, Billy Kyle said. How are we going to play for this new singer? Play it easy. I want a low background, Mr. Thornhill said. And he introduced her to the Onyx the next night. She came out and sang one of those old-time songs. That was Maxine Sullivan.
Oh, us on through the stillness could go winging, could go winging to you, to you. All through the nighttime, my lonely
this was a good one when we got it right, but we worked like sin till we got it right. We played it four times and took it on five, and it came alive. That's why we call it Opus 5. I'm talking about those boys from Frisco's streets. I'm talking about those Golden Gate boys beat. Sing you sweetly, sing you slow. They hit a chord or two and then they go.
Moses, we're down in Egypt land. Hello. Way down in
in each of the Tiddle-o, tiddle-o, my fellow, just let my people go.
I'm singing
a boom down, Brother Moses, way down in each of the Tiddle-o, tiddle-o, my fellow, just let my people go.
Well, God called Moses on the mountain top.
Don't you let my people go.
Then he put the commandments in Moses' heart.
Why don't you let my people go?
Then he placed the commandments in Moses' mind.
Why don't you let my people go?
Said Moses, don't you leave my lambs behind.
Why don't you let my people go?
I'm saying,
go down, Brother Moses, way down in the deep of the land. Tell-o, tell-o, over Pharaoh.
That's singing like the real folks knew. They got another song to do. It's Casey. They sing it right. Make you hear that highball engine busting through the night.
If you want to hear the story about a brave engineer, Casey Jones was the rounder's name. On the 6-8 wheel, the boys, he won his fame. The caller called Casey about 4:30. He kissed his wife at the cabin door. He mounted to the cabin with his orders in his hands, and he took his travel trip into the farmer's land.
Casey Jones, well, he mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones, well, he mounted to the cabin. He took his travel trip into the farmer's land. Wham! Do what, do what, do what, do what, do what, do what. Wham! Do what, do what, do what, do what, do what, do what. Wham! Do what, do what, do what, do what, do what, do what. Wham! Do what, do what, do what, do what, do what, do what.
Now run here rounder if you want to hear the story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was the rounder's name. On the 6-8 wheel, the boys he won his fame. The captain called Casey about 4:30. He kissed his wife at the kitchen door. He mounted to the cabin with his orders in his hands. Then he took his travel trip into the promised land.
Casey Jones,
he mounted
to the cabin. Casey Jones, with his orders in his hands. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. He took his travel trip into the promised land.
How does it go, said Charlie Shavers. And Buster Bailey hummed it for him soft till the break came, and he took it from there. That was Pomaine we made in Chicago. Made it and played it on an off-date day.
Thank you.
You remember things like her singing. You remember what she said when she was starting, how she felt a song and heard it in her mind and sang it that way. She made you hear it. A song came into you some way when Maxine sang it.
I met him at a party just a couple of years ago. He was rather overhearty and ridiculous. But as I've seen him on the screen, he cast a certain spell. I basked in his attraction for a couple of hours or so. His manners were a fraction too meticulous. If he was real or not, I couldn't tell. But like a silly fool, I fell mad about the boy. I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless night I've had about the boy. On the silver screen, he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cat about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool, girl. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool, girl. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl in the flurry of a first affair. Will it ever cloy this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. Oh, I'm mad about the boy.
Before we went west, we heard a nocturne piece. A thing that took you up, way up to heaven and right down. John Kirby liked it and got it for us, and we played it in a nocturne mood. It was languorous. Thank you. Well, that's music, John Kirby said. Music you get when you work hard. You play and you think and you talk your music, and pretty soon it gets right. The rhythm flowing, the reeds deep, the bass beating behind to let the horns ride over and break in. And we felt good. And we felt right. And the music got better. Billy Kyle we had on piano, and John Kirby himself on bass. And we'd played it down the way we made it. The way John Kirby said.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Flo Jatley Sweet Rhythm, a new Columbia series featuring John Kirby and Maxine Sullivan with the Golden Gate Boys and John Kirby's Orchestra. Maxine Sullivan's appearance today was made possible through the courtesy of the Windsor Theater in the Bronx, where she is currently engaged. Join us again next Sunday. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.